Is it bad? What is it? Huh? Oh. Hmm. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Maybe before talk and maybe everybody can go say not from his rent, so maybe take opportunity to go around, maybe you know, 5 times go around. So so if you can go around, if you can lift, a little bit higher, if you can lift, that'll be better, the animals. How are you? Huh? Good to see
you.
Long time ago. Where? Last time we met where?
I don't know, Kuku Center, Copan Monastery. You know me, Greg Lewis. I wrote you this is some literature.
Oh yeah.
It's an update. I wrote you after Losa.
Okay.
I write every
sure.
year.
Yeah, good. Sure.
And you sent back too sometimes.
Okay.
You sent me back a whole bunch of satsas, more than I wanted.
I think that's my style.
I give them away.
Good, that's good. That's the purpose.
Yes.
To give away, to share. So maybe, you know, before I give a talk, maybe go around 5 times and slowly. And actually, doesn't have to be there. You can come out and. So more space. If you can lift, you can lift up. Okay, if you can lift up, okay. If you can lift up if you can lift up, you can lift up. Okay, around. Thank you. Yeah, go around maybe 5 times. Soon. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So,
there's an ambulating. You can go around this way.
What's his name?
Rufus.
Rufus.
He has a shirt on that says, I love Mama Zopa.
Oh, Omo Yamayane Beme O Omo Yamayane Beme O Omo Omo mani be me o Omo ma Omo mani be me Omo mani be me Omo be me om ma ni be me om om ma ni be me om om Omo mani be me Omo mani be me Omo Oh. Chant together, okay? Number and I am a gun, the roger, 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 Namada Dai, oh. Namada Dai, Maganda, Gandhi, Roger, 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 Roger,
Roger,
Omo mani be me ho Omo mani be me ho Omo
Bekante, Bekante, Maha,
begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta omo begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta omo begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya taya ta omo begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta omo begande. What's inside? Taya omoy begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta omoy begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta omoy begande begande mahaya begande begande randa yasam gade so taya ta taya ta omoy begande begande mahay begande begande randa yasam gade so
Thank you.
Supposed to be the hymn of Milarepa or something like that. The tune, the hymn of, according to the hymn of Milarepa. Something like that. So thank you very much. So, so I thought to number of relics there. There's a relics of Buddha given by His Holiness the Dalai Lama to put in the Maitreya, the 500 feet Maitreya statue when that happens. So to put inside the statue. So there's a relics of Buddha given by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. There's also Milarepa's relics, and there's Buddha Kashyapa's relics, Buddha before Shakyamuni Buddha, and there's Nagarjuna's relic. So there are Hiruka deities relics from Mount Kailash. There are quite a number of that. And there are different Karmapas, first Karmapas relics, and but much of the relic, much of the relics is in the tour. Different parts of the world to bless the world, to bring peace and to bless people's mind, and also some help for the Maitreya statue, to sort of that. So there's just a little bit left over some relics that I carry with me to to second my letter and to my offerings, and in the place where I do courses, then sometimes I put there so that everybody get a chance to purify and to collect merit and to create a course of enlightenment, you see. So that So, so thank you very much, and also give an opportunity for our most precious sentient beings, cats and dogs and whatever. I don't know. There's some I don't know their names. And especially some small ones. Some small precious mother sentient beings whose name I don't know. So, so so I guess most of you in the habit of Dharma, you know, attend teachings, and I think so familiar with the subject. So however, not only need peace for human beings in this world, there's also need peace for animals, insects, creatures, as all. They all have mind as we have, and they want happiness, do not want suffering. It's exactly the same. Same as human beings. And so, of course, human beings, the difference is, if, of course, wanting happiness, do not want to suffer, is exactly the same. The wish is exactly the same. And the right to eliminate suffering and to achieve happiness is exactly the right that's exactly the same. As human beings have rights, same thing the animals have rights to do that, to achieve happiness and to eliminate suffering. So the number of human beings is very little, is nothing compared to butterflies, number of the butterflies, number of the number of the ants, especially how many ants on the one mountain, on one spot. You know, there are thousand ants on one spot. where they collect their food, and you know, their city, you know, their Boston, their city. I'm joking, anyway. Their city. So no question how many ants there is one, you know, in one big field, and in one country, and then in this world, you see, numberless. Same thing, how many fish in the water, large ones, large ones and very small ones, and only, you know, those insects only you can see through machines, through a telescope. They're numberless. So there are numberless worms, you know, and in the ground, inside, in the ground, in the grass, you know, insects on the trees. So however, the number of animals is just as it's mentioned in the text by Omniscient One, by Buddha, Omniscient One, the number of the hell beings, like atoms of this earth, and the number of the hungry ghosts, it's like it's like the grass growing on the mountain, you know, like the grass in this world. And then number of the animals is like this, sand grains, see, in the ocean, beach, the sand grains. Unbelievable number. But but they are compared to number of the human beings. How many human beings get reborn? It's like the when you scratch on the ground, how much dust you can get between the nails, like that. So little, hardly anything. So how many is it, who takes a human birth? It's very little. So that So because the cause to be born a human being, the human rebirth the body of the happy transmigrator being, see, the human beings are they're called the happy transmigrator being. And the hell beings, hungry ghost animals, they're called the suffering transmigrator beings. So there's so much pleasure, comfort, you see, with human rebirth, and so easy to obtain. not only that, but to achieve ultimate happiness, total cessation of all the sufferings and its cause, the disturbing thoughts, obscuring disturbing thoughts, the delusions, the wrong concepts, and the action, the karma. so easy with human body, so easy to seize completely all the whole entire suffering and causes. you see, by extracting path, so easy to achieve ultimate happiness. and not only the liberation from the whole entire suffering and causes, not only that, but to achieve ultimate the happiness, the great liberation, the full enlightenment, cessation of all the defilements, even the subtle defilements, and the completion of all the qualities, all the realizations. So this great liberation, full enlightenment, that one can do, after that one can do perfect work towards sentient beings, without the slightest mistake, that one can do perfect work to others, liberate numberless hell beings, numberless hungry ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, suras, asuras, from all the suffering causes, can do perfect work. And not only that, can bring everyone to full enlightenment, to peerless happiness. So much easy to do all this, is it, to not only oneself to achieve ultimate happiness after enlightenment, but so easy to help others, to liberate numberless sentient beings, and to bring them in the full enlightenment, the great liberation. Makes so easy with human rebirth. So with those other rebirths, there's no opportunity. There's no opportunity, especially the hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, no opportunity, because unbelievable, totally overwhelmed, so much suffering, and that thing, I think there is no opportunity to learn Dharma, to practice Dharma, to learn meditation, you see. But because the body, because they don't have human body, so because of the animal body, they, the rebirth what they're taking. So they don't have human body. First, why it's so difficult, with their body, you see, to create a cause of happiness, even the cause of temporary happiness, so difficult. And not only that, you see, to achieve higher, but not only that, to achieve ultimate happiness, the total liberation from the whole entire suffering causes, and to achieve even the highest, the full enlightenment, impossible. First of all, overwhelmed by unbelievable suffering. Second, because do not have human body, so with their body, it doesn't get opportunity to learn, to understand the meaning of Dharma. For example, this is what I normally mention that. So if you explain what is the cause of happiness to them, you see, for example, most precious dear sentient beings, the cats and dogs, whatever pets we have, frogs, whatever you see we have. So if you explain them what is the cause of happiness, cause of happiness, virtue. So even if we explain them for billions of eons, they cannot understand, no way to understand the turtles, you see, fish or this. So and you explain them the definition of virtue. What is virtue? is an action which results happiness. motivated by, see, non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. So, if you explain them for billions of eons, no way they can understand that. But for us human beings, you see, somebody explain, cause of happiness, virtue, understood. You see, and what is the definition of virtue? Action with the result of happiness. And motivated by the attitude that which is non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. You see, understood within. It doesn't take even one minute. Within few seconds, understood. Within few seconds, understood. Definition of virtue. Within few seconds. Whereas with them, see, lack of a human body, the body doesn't give opportunity to understand the words and meaning. Even if you explain them for billions of eons. this also becomes a reason for us to develop compassion. For us to develop compassion to them, loving kindness, you see. and so that means, us with see, for us human beings, by having this precious human body, so easy to learn Dharma, unbelievably easy to learn Dharma, and you see, understand words meanings, and unbelievably easy to practice, and unbelievably easy to have realization, unbelievably easy to achieve liberation from total liberation, cessation of the whole entire suffering, the oceans of suffering of hell beings, oceans of suffering of hungry ghosts, oceans of suffering of animals, oceans of suffering of problems of human beings, all the problems, and the asuras, so intimate statements. So total cessation of all the suffering and causes, you see, free to be free forever, and to achieve the full enlightenment. So easy, unbelievable easy. with human body. Oh, sorry. I think I'm not sure the rain is coming or going or. Coming or going or going or coming in, and maybe both. So you can see that with human body, unbelievable easy to be liberated from samsara and to achieve great liberation, full enlightenment. So easy. So if you compare to those other beings. We can see how we are most fortunate, how most lucky. You see. So then, this way we can discover how our human body is so precious, unbelievably precious. It's not meaningless. The purpose of life, the meaning of life, purpose of life is like limitless sky, you know. There's no limitless sky, infinite. The mean purpose of our living. You see, meaning of our life. So, so it's there. I said. So it's totally wrong to think, you know, I'm hopeless, or and then you see, like think meaningless, and then rise some suicidal thoughts. That's totally wrong. that's totally wrong. See, actually, the suicidal. you know, people who get suicidal thoughts actually that is done for happiness, to achieve happiness. it's like killing oneself. It's like killing oneself for long life. You know, you want long life, then you kill oneself. so it's like that. do you understand what I'm saying? So people who have suicidal thoughts, you see, it's done for happiness. But if I give example, you know, you kill yourself for a long life, you see, it's like that. So so it's done very blind, you see, totally with ignorance. So that because you don't one doesn't know, one doesn't think. Even one intellectually one knows reincarnation, karma, all this intellectual one knows. But you see, but when you encounter problems, but normally you see, when you encounter problems, then the suicidal thought rises, because you don't know how to handle the problems, how to deal with it. So then the thought of suicidal rises. So I think you see, they think if I kill myself, then there's more more peace and more happiness. But actually, you see, the consciousness continues. Consciousness doesn't stop. It continues. So then what? Consciousness continues after this life. And so, so then you see, what rebirth it takes is only two. There's no third. Either rebirth in the hell, go to the animal lower realm, the suffering transmigrated being, you get upon that, or a body of the happy transmigrated being, deva human body. So there's no third, only two. So the so you get a higher rebirth if you have created good karma. If karma, what is created most, is a good karma, then if there's a strong one, then you take a higher rebirth. Your conscience migrate in the higher realm. So the karma, what has been collected in this life in the past, most need karma, and that's a strong one. The conscience takes the rebirth of the lower rebirth. so after suicide oneself. there is a negative karma, so it is done with attachment. Why is it negative karma, Susa? Why? Because motivation is attached, pure non-virtual thought, attachment, you know. so therefore rebirth within the lower realm, and then there's the most unbearable suffering one has to go through for unimaginable length of time, you see. So that the whole entire fire of the human world put together, how hot it is. Then you compare to one tiny fire spark from the hell, compare which is one more powerful. So the one tiny fire spark from the hell is unbelievable, more powerful. All the energy of the human fire put together, It's like cool air. It's like air conditioned. You see, it's like snowfall. It's cool compared to one tiny fire spark from hell. So as explained in the by omniscient one in the teachings, so that so therefore the other one doesn't have knowledge of Dharma, the reincarnated karma, or one has the intellectual knowledge, but you don't practice in daily life. So, however, when the problem comes, you don't have no space in the mind. So, you're unable to assist. Because in the daily life, one did not practice the meditation, one didn't say, use Dharma meditation to deal with problems. Didn't use Dharma meditation to deal with problems. to transform the problem into happiness. However, to use the problem in the path to enlightenment, to use the problem in the path to cause happiness to all living beings, to liberate numberless living beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. To use your problem for that. Sahiba didn't use those meditation. So then when the problem comes, so then can't remember meditation or unable to apply, and then the suicidal thought rises. So then, however, after having done that, then there's nothing good after that. So it's like it's done for happiness, but the result is only suffering, unimaginable suffering. That's like killing oneself for a long life. It's like that. The example is like that. it's done for happiness, but actually, what you experience by doing that is unimaginable suffering for a length of time. You know, like that. Then, then from the life to life, there come a result of that. The negative karma, the result of that negative karma. However, so here, what I would like to just a few things to mention before we say, I can second my minute, and then the blessed water I have many mentors chanted the different powerful mentors chanted blessed water, so sprinkle over the most precious mother sentient being, the rose cast in the path we have. And blessed string for him, which has so many thousands of many people and many other powerful mentors recited, blessed. So it's not just noted, and you know, it's just a note, you know, not just that. so anyway, and chanting more prayers for him. so what one believe or not, so there's expression in the West, you see. people who have all kinds of deformed bodies, all kinds of things, either from birth or after what's happened, all kinds of things can't imagine. normally you might think it's impossible, but actually there are people who have such a deformed body and born like that, you know. But you should see their pictures. You should see them or see their pictures, books, collect books containing pictures of those, you know, bodies. However, they have a title, what do you believe or not, you see. So that, so there's a so there's a there's a before mentioning that, so this I'm using them as an example how precious they are. these sentient beings, you know, dogs, cats, whatever, the frogs, or the I don't know their name. Somebody has this Geico. Geico. What I saw it in TV, the Geico talking, you know. that's my best. That's my favorite TV. That Geico talking, you know. So. I thought it would be very nice to have several geikos talking Lamrim, you know, talking the path to enlightenment, you see, talking Lamrim, you know, so there are several geikos, you see, one talk about bodhicitta, one talk about renunciation, one talk about right view, emptiness, you know, one talk about guru devotion, sitting on the throne. Geiko was sitting on the throne. I'm joking. Anyway. So, standing, sitting on the throne. With the tails back. Anyway. So, one simple thing that is, you see, if one cherish, general compassion to the sentient being, then you achieve enlightenment. You achieve all the Mahayana path, all the qualities of the Mahayana path, five path, ten bhumis, all the qualities you achieve. All these Aya Bodhisattvas, unimaginable qualities. The eight, nine, ten Bodhisattvas, the ten Bodhisattvas, what they can do is for us just like Buddha. You know, they are like Buddha for us. They can manifest billions and billions and billions and billions form, various forms, even water, you know, bridge or the rocks or whatever they need for the sentient beings. even each of their pores, realms, you know. Pure field, you see, realms, like pure land, like that, you see, realms, and they cover the realms. However, it's unexpressible, their power, what they can manifest, just beyond, we cannot say apprehend. For us, it's like Buddha. They're not enlightened being, still, not enlightened being, but the one, and the teachings. Like Madhyamaka teaching in the commentaries describe yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa's commentary on Madhyamaka, the middle view, near the end it just talks about this Bodhisattva unimaginable qualities. So however, even before one achieving enlightenment, the Bodhisattvas, they have unbelievable qualities like this. So anyway, we achieve all those, and then Buddha, who is free from total the defilements, even the subtle defilements, no slightest hallucination. So whose holy body has limitless skies of qualities, whose holy speech has limitless skies of qualities, as well as a holy mind. So we achieve all these. And to be able to perfect work towards sentient beings, liberate them from all the suffering, bring them enlightenment, you see. So, if one generates compassion to this one sentient being, cherish, you see, from that sentient being, you get all this. All these limitless skies of qualities, Buddhas, you see, one achieve. But if one doesn't practice compassion, you know, doesn't cherish, then there's no enlightenment. There's no all this attainment. Can't. But so therefore, this sentient being, this cat, this dog, this whatever it is, insect, it's most precious, most kind, kindest, most precious one in your life. This insect, this dog, this cat, this sentient being, Now including a human being, you know, a human being who doesn't like you, who doesn't love you, who has hatred towards you, who has abused you, exactly the same. If you cherish this sentient being, if you generate compassion to this sentient being, there's enlightenment. you achieve enlightenment from that person. all that part, mind part, all those unimaginable qualities called Buddhistava we achieve. but if you give up, you know, if you don't generate compassion, don't cherish, you see, that human being whom you call enemy, then there's no way, that's it, no achievement of the whole Mahayana path, the five path, the ten bhumis, all the unbelievable qualities the Buddha sabbas have, and all the qualities of Buddha, limitless kinds of quality what Buddha has, you know, you can't achieve. You see, so like that. So therefore, even whom you call enemy, this person who has hatred, who hates you, abuse you, whatever, harms you, the most precious, the most kindest being in the most life. So like that. So, by practicing patience with this person, with this sentient being, or this animal, or this human being, and then your mind is trained in patience. So, therefore, you are able to. you are able to pacify the anger. You see, no anger towards sentient beings. No anger, because you train your mind with this sentient being, with this person, or with this animal. So there's no anger rising towards the rest of the sentient beings, from life to life, this life and other lives. So that means you are giving peace. You see, your mind trained patience with this animal or with this person, with this human being person. So then you offer so much happiness, peace. You see, to the family, to the neighbors, to the people in the country. And then everybody in the world, you see, you are able to offer so much peace and happiness, and to life to all sentient beings, you are able to offer so much, I'm like the police, you know. Yeah. So. Able to give so much peace, happiness, you see, from life to all sentient beings. you see, the sentient beings do not receive harm. So this one. So through patience, once anger is pacified, so they you see train mind in the patience, so therefore life to life, you see, sentient beings do not receive harm from you with the because there's the anger. So the number of sentient beings, they receive peace and happiness from you. So all that, you see, that you can offer so much peace and happiness to sentient beings through from life to life, even other lives. So that is, you see, that is due to that you're able to do this, accomplish this, is due to the kindness of this animal or this human being with whom you practice patience. So there, again, this is the most precious, most kind one in your life. You see, so that so as continuity of our consciousness, there's always a continuity of consciousness. the mind has its own cause, its own continuity, as the mind itself is formless, colorless, shapeless, natural, clear, perceiving object. So it is so. Mind has its own continuity. It has its own continuity, similarity. Its own continuity which is similar type. So this present, the present life mind, or the mind there which took place on the fertilized egg in mother's womb. So it before the conception happened, before the consciousness took place, before the conception happened, there is a continuity of that consciousness. That consciousness, you see, its own continuity before that, which is formless, no color, no shape, but it was natural, clear, you see, and the function of perceiving object. and the physical body, it has its own continuity, which is a form, color, shape, you see, like this. So separate, the physical body and the mind, they have a separate total different nature continuity. and like the rice has its own continuity, rice similar, and you see the corn has its own continuity, corn. You see, corn come from corn, rice come from rice. So similar, them. So same with the mind, the body. It's a different continuity. So then also mind and body the mind which took place on the fertilized egg, the conception that when it happened. So it has its own principal cause, which is the mind, which exists before the conception, before the consciousness, you know, took place on the fertilized egg. So that's second reason. So physical body has its own principal cause, which is, you see, form, color, shape. Then the third, the third reason of reincarnation is because the proved by the say habituation. So in the same family. One child who is more compassionate, that is because the mind, the past life mind before this life, that was say habituated in the compassion, practice of compassion, develop compassion, you see. So this present life mind, which is nature of more compassion, is proves continuity of that. So it didn't, the compassion of mind didn't happen without cause conditions. It came from cause conditions, continuity of that, continuity of the past mind, which habituated in the compassion. So similar, another child in the same family who is more natural or anger or selfish. So you see no compassion. So so that one is a that is habituation lie before this. Mind was habituated in anger with self-creation and all that, you see. So however the different nature of the mind here, there's one child who doesn't like to do killing, who gets so upset in somebody kill another, you see, other animal kill another animal, or person killing an animal or something. The child gets so upset and cry, you know, see, never like to kill, you see. And then there's one child who always like to kill whenever he sees insect, want to kill. So it's happy. It shows the habituation of the past life. Habituation of past life. So also in the same life, also in the same life, you know, if you maybe very selfish mind and a very angry nature, but then but then you practice meditation and compassion, you see, good heart, like the latter part of the life, the person, you see, becomes so good hearted, so warm hearted, total change from the earlier life, you see. so there are many people like this in same in one life, total change, you see, through development, through meditation, through you see, in the daily life, practicing good heart, I mean the loving kindness, compassion, you see, cherishing others, tolerance. However, you see, doing meditation, also with the people, with other beings, actually practice, you know. So latter part of life become total good-hearted, very kind person. So there are many like this through habituation. So so by this third reason, the reincarnation exists, the habituation. Then fourth, through meditation, that you can remember past life and you can see future lives. So fourth reason to prove reincarnation. So there's one incarnate lama, Parirambuche. He came from Tibet. He came from Tibet much later, and Lama Yeshe, his past life was a great lama in Lhasa, great enlightened being Papangasa disciple. So many of the great lamas and many of the great the geshes who was Is his own cat? Huh? Hello. So the Parirambuche, many great lamas, geshes who still exist, and many of those who recently passed away. So many of those, this Parirambuche, his past life disciple, he was one of the disciples, one of the great, one of the great disciple of Papanga Dichenyingpo. So anyway, so this reincarnation of that lama. So Parirambuche, when he was learning alphabet, You see, when he was very young, learning the alphabet, he can remember. When he saw the alphabet, the letter, Tibetan alphabet, he can remember. No, his teacher didn't have to teach. He told his teacher, he can remember all the Tibetan alphabet. So that's in a clear mind from past life. You see, that it is, he remember all the alphabet, all the Tibetan alphabet can remember. The teacher, I can remember. You see, the Rankin is proved through, the meditation, the clarity of mind, through meditation. my mother will be a nun, ordained by His Holiness Ling Rinpoche, His Holiness Dalai Lama's tutor, elder tutor. she passed away and reincarnated. So when she came to the cave, Solukhumbu, is the Lauto cave. many things he can remember. This small child can remember many things of my mother's, about my mother's, belongings and many things, friends. there's one Sherpa man that my mother, very close. My mother was very close. So this Sherpa man went from Kathmandu. His name is Angpuwa. So he went to the mountains to Lauto. To see the my mother's incarnation. And when he entered in the room, house of the incarnation's house, so after he sat down, the incarnation's mother served wine or tea or whatever it is. So the my mother's friend there, whose name is Angpruwa. So the incarnation immediately called his name, able to recognize him, able to remember his name. Angpruwa. So the Angpruwa, the incarnation told Angpruwa, the Sherpa man, please have Angpruwa. So the Sherpa man grabbed the incarnation, my mother's incarnation, and then he cried so much, can't bear, you see, that the incarnation can remember, can recognize him, you see. My mother's time, and she had a shirt, and all the buttons, the plastic buttons, you see, she took out and collected in one bottle. And then my mother passed away. So when the incarnation came back to the cave, so my sister made a shirt for the incarnation, you see. So with all the buttons, she used the buttons that my mother collected in the jar. So my sister put the shirt on my mother's incarnation's body, you see, with all the plastic buttons. So the incarnation said, "Oh, these are my buttons," "These are my buttons." He can't immediately can recognize that in the past life, you see, they collected all the buttons in the jar, you see. So the incarnation can remember, that he collected all the, kept all this, you see, in the jar, you see. So very clear mind.
young, I think, I don't know, two years old, 3 years old, so clear, can remember from past, remember of past lives, see, so many things, all the families can recognize, can remember. So, very clear mind, so, so that is a, so that is a, normally I think, because my mother used to recite, Om Mani Padme Hum, 50,000 times each day, 50,000 times each day, see. So this is what my mother told me. The year though, when she was going to pass away, so she said, now I can't recite that many. Before I used to recite 50,000 times. So I think, so there's a skies of benefit to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. But it's such a clear mind, can remember, can recognize all the families and all these, so many, that is a small part of the benefit of Om Mani Padme, reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, you see. Haven't done the recitation of Mani Padme Hum. So, just like you see the table, you see, so many atoms, then you see one small part, you see, one small part. So the, having clear, such a clear mind, remember about past life things, you see. So it's like that, from reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, it's a, it is so much benefit, but a small benefit from that. So, however, however, that ourselves later through meditation, as we develop our mind and path, even though at the moment cannot see future life, cannot remember past lives, but through meditation, after having achieved shamatha, karma abiding, especially that, and then through 6 years, Narupa, so forth. However, when your mind becomes more and more clear, less polluted, more clear, then able to see, able to remember past lives, yours and others' past lives, future life, can see future. So that, so the continuity of our consciousness, like that, it has no beginning. Continuity of our consciousness has no beginning. Yeah? Like this, like today's consciousness is continuity of yesterday, yesterday's consciousness is continuity of day before yesterday, so that, this life consciousness is continuity of a past life, and that life consciousness is continuity of previous life, so, you know, so like that, no beginning. So, so that, so therefore we see, during those past lives have taken different bodies. So then, there's four types of birth, entering birth, and born in the womb, born from egg, born from the heat, four types of birth. So when you're born from a womb, you need a mother, you see. So the other sentient being mother. So this life we're born a human being, we're born from womb, you see, we're born a human being, you see, from womb. So so the other, the sentient being, you see, there was human being, being mother, so this person like mother, who is this person like mother, you see, like that. So this, you see, this time one is born as human being, so is it that this sentient being, being, say, being mother, you know, human mother, so that so like this is not the first time this person like mother being, or once a mother, is not the first time. it appears like that in our life. what is a problem, life problem, or you see, success, whatever. It appears like first time, but it's not the first time. it's been numberless times. So this person like mother has been mother, you see, numberless times. Being human mother, numberless times, being, you know, chicken, yourself in chicken and sheep in chicken, being mother number of times, and she say, so she, you know, say, different animals, see, that you're born to her, being different animal. So mother number of times, see, from beginning to birth. So like that, so like that, you see, all sentient beings, every sentient being happened was a mother. Being a human mother numberless times, they all did being a human mother numberless times. Then every, you know, different insects, however, different animals, however, predators, being mother numberless times. Oh, like this. So that I say. So the so this, you know, we're keeping these sentient beings as say. These dolls, cats, whatever that we that were living with us, they were keeping. So they have been also mother. They have been your mother numberless times, being human mother, numberless times. They did human mother numberless times. like this person, like mother, you see. Then other. Well, you also been born dog, and they've been dog mother, you know, number of times. And bird, you see, they've been bird mother number of times. You're born as chick, you see. And then every day fly away and collect worms, you know, going very far, collect worms. And at the same time, there's many other there's a hawk, there's many other bird animals attack them mother, you see. You know, there's other animals around to eat them, so it's great fear. Instead of great fear, look for food for the baby, for you, you see, then fed with worms, you see, alive worms, you know, fed, yes, one day so many times, you see. So like that. So many times, one life, like that, numberless times, these cats and dogs that were killing, they have been your mother, being bird mother, you see, you're born a bird, you see, so then took care of you, gave food, you know, so like this, gave food, like that, you see, like this, you know, for your well being, you see. For your well-being, they create so much negative karma harming others, but there's no other way. That's the karma. There's no other way. You see, no other food. So worms collect. That's the only way. You see, the karma. So the, you know, all the karma that you have, you know, we live on worms. You see, so then them being mother and they create so much negative karma every day. You see, to feed you. For your well-being, you see, like that. So this and the baby mother, born a bird, you see, different, all the different birds, you see, numberless times, from beginning to birth, like this, took care of us, you know, took care of us, and created so much need karma, but there's another way, that's the method, you see. So like that. then you see, born now a human being, big human mother. And then had the opportunity to practice Dharma, especially like this personal mother, you know, because she gave this body, so we have opportunity to practice Dharma, to learn meditation, and opportunity to practice the path, and to be liberated from samsara, from the oceans of suffering and causes, and to achieve great liberation, full enlightenment, you know. You see, because she gave this body, so they gave all these opportunities. So it's the most precious, most kind. So like that, you know, all these dogs, cats, whatever they have, they have been same mother, even mother, numberless times, which gave opportunity to practice Dharma numberless times. So it's most precious. So the most precious, most kind one. So now, first kind is gave body. numberless times. So even human bodies, numberless times, we get opportunity to practice Dharma numberless times. See? So So they all did that, and all the rest of the sentient beings, being a human mother, with a gay body, which gave up to practice Dharma number of times. So that then then you see protected when they even was a mother, protected your life from hundreds of danger every day. Is it being bird, you know, took care of the baby, you see, even the mother. I saw in the TV some days ago so much of fire going on in some part of the United States at the same time, you see. So on the tree, no, I think Africa, so there was one mother bird on the tree. You see, there was an egg, she was protecting the egg, but the fire coming, forest fire coming, you see, fire is next there coming, and she could not leave the eggs, you see, she couldn't leave the eggs, you know, she was keep on that fire coming next, so it's like that, you know. Then afterwards, I think that then I was burned by fire, you know, so it's like that. So you know, so much love to the, you know, child, you see, couldn't do that. So that so anyway, so they have a, was mother and protector, and then they you see, they you know, eaten by other birds, by other animals, you see, like that, you see. So they protected once in life from hundreds of danger each day, being mother and being other animal, other different beings, you see, animal, different animals, or the petals like that. So not all these animals, you see, being mother number of times, you know, being mother, you know, human being, mother number of times, you know, they protected one's life from hundreds of danger, but also being dog and you know, different animals, you see, being mother, also protected from life from so many hundreds of dangers there. Then not all that, the so, for example, being, you know, being mother bird, then say feeding the worms. All those, if it has been collected, all the worms that the mother bird gave from beginningless rebirth, you see, just for example, the dog or cat that we have, you see, being mother bird and all the worms. This one sentient being, how many worms, you know, from different life, being mother bird, you see, fed. So it has been collected, no empty space left. Whole sky were completely full. So, like that. So, being a human being mother, you see, food and clothing and the milk that we drank from our body, you see, all this. For example, this person, the mother, you know, what she gave from beginningless rebirth, you see, being mother, human body, being human mother. All this food and dress, you know, this even collected, there's no empty sky left, no space left. Total full, you see. just one sentient being, being mother, you see, human mother, from beginningless rebirth. So same thing with the dog, cat that we have is all same. So now same, all the rest of sentient beings, same, you see, say protected ones of life from hundreds of danger each day, say, when they being one's mother. Then then the third kindness gave education, led in the path of the world, gave education. So this is not the first time. So the here mother, you know, gave education. This is not the first time. So whether the mother or somebody else took care of you, gave education, same. This is not the first time. Numberless times from beginning to birth. So same thing. These dogs and cats, whatever, they also did the same, being a human mother and gave education numberless times from beginning to birth. So third kindness. Then the fourth kindness, and then this person like mother bear so much hardships for your well-being. So 9 months is all those hardships and pains, whatever. that was, she has to do so many things that she likes to do and has to renounce. However, the unbelievable pain during the birth, and then the then after one was born, all the exhaustion of body and mind, you see, all the worry, fear, all this, and then that I say, no time to relax, rest. Even night time, cry like this, and, you know, no time to rest, even a good sleep, you see. So however, without being disturbed, you see, by oneself. So the so the money that she collected by doing job by doing job which came from, you see, from kindergarten, starting from kindergarten, primary school, so many years of education, then went to college, university, high school degree, then got a job, the money, made money, then with that money spent to, for, to you, to your well-being, survival. So however, so much, you see, exhaustion, tiredness is what it, and their mind is although fear, worry, so much worry day and night all the time, think of your, you know, your happiness, your future life, you see, to have a good life, you know, so much worried. So, so much, even this life, so much she sacrificed life. So many years of her life she put in your, say, well-being, you see, say, survival or your well-being, you know, education, all these things. So, not only that, creates so much karma for your well-being. This life, mother creates so much karma, other sentiments for your, say, for your well-being, for your survival. telling lies, killing, so many things, stealing. So, however, this is not the first time she has been kind, being hardships from beginning of the birth, even being born human, being human mother, number of times from beginning of the birth. So, so creates so much karma, and already born lower realms numberless times, already suffered numberless times for you. Say, creating karma for you, and then suffered in the lower realm numberless times. Then there's so much karma that which she experienced, a result that she hasn't experienced yet. So like this. So. So this dog's cast away, but this is exactly the same. Did exactly the same. So the kindness, you see, gave body and protected one's life from hundreds of branches each day, a number of times. And then being mother, you see, and then gave education, being kindness gave education a number of times from beginning to birth. Then bear hardships, you know, for your well being. Number of times from beginning to birth. this animal we're keeping, they did the same thing. They forward kindness number of times from beginning to birth. So then, like that, all sentient beings, number of helping, hunger, the animal, human beings, so everyone did. Being mother kind, this forward kindness number of times. for each kindness, you know, gave body, protected one's life, hundreds of times each day, gave education, bared hardships, for each kindness to repay, even you sacrifice your life, equivalent number of atoms of this earth, it's nothing, it repays nothing. So, that even though, that is a, omniscient mind, omniscient Buddha's holy mind, omniscient mind see each of these kindness, each of these kindness, no beginning. That each sentient being did this kindness to you, there's no beginning, no number, no beginning, it's beginningless. So, that, so therefore, including this, you know, this dogs, cats, whatever, these animals, okay, their kindness to you, see, this 44, by abbreviating, you know, by condensing it properly, four ways, even Buddha's own mind, Buddha's omniscient mind cannot see the beginning of each one. So, so this unbelievable honest blood, the kindness, you see, of each one. So therefore now, so this time, now this is time to repair kindness to them. So that I say. So it is said in the teachings that when the mother is attacked by a tiger, then you are still standing over the tree and sing song. Instead of helping the mother, you say, protect the mother from the danger, rescuing. So instead of that, then you know that, and then say standing on the tree, you know, sing a song. So how that is so selfish, not helping the mother that was in danger being attacked by a tiger. So that so however so like this, so thinking only your own happiness, not paying the kindness, thinking only your own happiness. So working, living life only working for one's own happiness, for only oneself. So like that example. So kind of very shameful, I say. Very selfish. So therefore say this time one has the opportunity, one has all the opportunity to help to help the to repair kindness to mother sentient beings. So now what is so what is the definition of repair kindness? What's the best thing? So just only giving food and money, shelter, so forth, is good, but that doesn't say that doesn't say make them to be that doesn't make them liberated from the cause of the suffering, delusion and karma. That alone doesn't liberate them from the cycle, the suffering, the cycle of death and rebirth, the old age and sicknesses and all these things suffering. It doesn't say it doesn't liberate them from the cause of the suffering, delusion, karma, and the result sufferings. So, so they themselves have been millennia, billionaire, numberless times. They themselves have been king in human realm, devil realm, numberless times. Had so much wealth, numberless times, but didn't help them, didn't help them to be free from cause of the suffering, the wrong concepts, the delusion, karma, and the cycle of death and rebirth, and so forth, those sufferings. So didn't benefit. So therefore, the best way to repair kindness is revealing Dharma to them, sure path, and liberate them, sure path, cause them to actualize path, remedy path, and remove the cause of the suffering which is within them, to reach karma, and that way then they get liberated from all the suffering of samsara. So to do that, one need to practice. To help in that, to listen to them, means to be kind of that way, they one need to practice. So, so however, so best way to repair kindness is the say Dharma practice, integrating 84,000 teachings of Buddha into integration of 84,000 teachings of Buddha, the Lamrim practice of Lamrim. So actualizing the stage of path of enlightenment. So that's the best way. So that way then you are able to say guide them by having the realization part. See, stage part from Atman, then you are able to guide them. So learning Dharma, material lambrim is the having attainment is the best to repair kindness to them. So now, think how wonderful the sentient beings, they have happiness and cause for happiness. So we meditate and the great loving kindness. How wonderful the sentient beings have happiness and cause for happiness, okay?